What's happening, everybody, and welcome to a special edition of Blurreds in the Hood. I am Jay Washington.
And I am the swaggy Blurred Winston A. Marshall. And we want to...
I just didn't feel like right doing the whole resident supervillain thing at this
point. No. It's fine. I mean, it's one way or the other. I don't think there's a bad thing. I just want to start off by saying, first of all, thank you to everybody that's here. If you're here, that's because you understand the importance of what's going on right now and how things are going. And I'll be real with you. Jay and I were just two black dudes. All right. So we don't have the answers for everything. We absolutely do not. But there are a few things that we do have. The first is we are two black men of a particular age, meaning that we've been through a certain number of things. I don't know if Jay is willing to later, but I will share some of my stories, some shit I've been through. We do have a situation where we both worked in this field one way or the other to try and stop all of this stuff. And then we've met a number of people that are also even further more activists, more educated, bigger social justice work, stuff like that, that this is what they do. And so what we wanted to do in this particular instance was give an avenue for people to see that, to have somewhere that they could go for resources, things like that. I'm going to start off right now by saying any hate at all, your ass is gone. I'm just gonna be real with you. That's not what we don't have time for shit today. I am so tired, honestly. I am fucking exhausted by everything that's happened. I know Jay is too.
Allow me to say this. So let me interject real quick. For those who come to the show weekly, we appreciate you. And you know, every week, Winston and I do this thing where it's pop culture, movie, sports, TV, nerd culture. Us just wilding out and having a great time, a lot of jokes and a lot of laughs. And in light of recent events that have affected us both personally, as well, we felt like we couldn't do that with this. We had to utilize this platform for something else. And I know, like Winston said earlier, we're just two regular dudes just trying to make somewhat of a difference and open up a discussion. What has been going on, I've said this before, is a long time coming. But now, in the midst of everything, there's a lot of confusion. Rightfully so. There's a lot of anger. There's a lot of questioning. There's a lot of non-understanding to different things. And so we wanted to be able, like I said, we're not the end-all be-alls. We're not the know-it-alls. We're not the professionals on this. Excuse me.
Yes.
But we know that we can do something. So what we're going to do, I have a few guests who I've personally hit up to come join us in the on the show later on. Whether they do or don't, that is fine. But we were going to do this where it's a town hall. We're going to field a lot of questions because a lot of questions have been coming out about this. And it's literally been mainly been a lot of our non-black friends, viewers, fan base and whatnot, wanting to understand more, wanting to learn more.
I needed to put this.
I know. I tried to ignore it as best as I could. No hater rate. So shout out to Mary J. Blige if she jumping this bitch. Because I mean,
look, man. I literally, like I said, we're not going to take all of the humor out of it, but understand this is a serious topic.
Yes, so absolutely. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So, I think it's best that we let it be known. Like I said, we said why we're doing this, and also we need to let it also. Today is supposed to be this social media blackout where you are not really, most people are not streaming. A lot of platforms are not broadcasting. A lot of people are amplifying black voices. And for those who have amplified both myself and Winston's, I think I can speak for both of us when I say that we are extremely grateful. We are thankful. We are just one in a microcosm of many, many talented black creators of all fields and all professionals. And so we thank you all for that. But this had to be done. So unless you've been under a rock, everything seemed to boil over as of recently with the death of George Floyd. Now, for those who don't know, he is the man who was killed by Officer Derek Chauvin in Minnesota when the officer decided to put his knee on the back of his neck while you hear Floyd in the video saying he cannot breathe, crying out, that it's basically killing him, even calling out to his mother. He died subsequently. Now, there were three other officers there, two which were also on Floyd with the complicit officer and one that was watching. Of course, there was the internal autopsy, official autopsy that said that basically tried to make it seem as if George died from his own being. His health killed him. And we all know that was bullshit. And then there was an internal autopsy which showed otherwise. Now, I bring that up because there have been many people, for lack of better words, many asshats who have said, well, if you can talk, you can breathe. And allow me to say this from a personal experience, that's not fucking true.
I mean, let's just go off of the simple shit. How many of y'all motherfuckers have been swimming before and you've been holding your breath underwater and you play that game where you try and talk to each other under the water? So he still had a little bit of oxygen in his lungs. He was getting a little bit, but guess what? They were cutting off his fucking supply. His lungs actually collapsed. And that, to piggyback off of the story, it came out yesterday from an independent autopsy that George was indeed killed, murdered, mind you, by his airway being cut off, one from his neck, and then the other two on his back collapsed his lungs. That is why he died. He did not die from a pre-existing condition. He did not die from drugs. He died because he was literally choked to death.
And many people don't understand that logic. Let me just give you a quick summation from me. For those who know me, 2 years ago, I almost died because I had an abscess in my throat that ruptured, that caused my epiglottis to swell up and almost closed my complete windpipe. When I went to the emergency room for the third time, mind you, triage nurses had discharged me and basically wrote me off twice. The third time, my neck was inflamed. I couldn't swallow water, all of these things. And it was hard for me to breathe. I could barely catch my breath. And I remember going to the triage nurse and his first thing was, well, what brings you here? And I'm like, I can't breathe. He literally told me, if you can talk, you can breathe. My response to him was, bitch, I know the logistics, but I know what I feel. And if it was, when he got started to take my vitals, if it was not for another nurse who saw my neck inflamed like a cobra, to have the wherewithal to take me back into the room, put me on oxygen immediately, bring in an ear, nose, and throat specialist who then turned around and said, we need to intubate you because your epiglottis is closing up, I would not be here to this day. So that is how I know that is some bullshit. Now, that is just one situation which we know of. There are a list. There's a list of so many names I'm going to show you all. Now, this does not include a most recent one, as recent as, I think, 2 days ago. I want to warn you when I show you this list, it's going to be a little bit jarring. These are names from a lot of men and black men and women who have been murdered by the police. I am not going to say killed unjustly. I am not going to say accidents. These are people that have been murdered by the police. And there are so many names upon this list. So many. There have been so many instances where we have seen this happen. It has also gotten to the point where I am sick of fucking tired of hearing people say, well, if they would have listened or followed or did not break the law, they would not have died. I would like to say this to any and everyone who may decide to hate watch this, any and everyone who has that asshole family member or friend who decides to say that dumb shit. Do you know that minus murder, no charge warrants a capital punishment? Not selling loose cigarettes, not a supposed counterfeit 20, not even, oh, we think you might be a burglary suspect. None of those warrant a death sentence. And for damn sure, do not warrant a police officer taking it upon his or herself to become judge, jury, and executioner. Now, let me also preface this by saying I am in no way discrediting every single member of law enforcement. Before anyone jumps on that whole, well, Blue Lives Matter and blah, 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 fuck you real quick. So let me explain this to you, okay? I have family members that are police officers. I know what they go through. I know what they go through trying to serve and protect their communities. I know what they go through with the bullshit in their departments. I understand that. But I also know what we see clear and evident as plain as day. And I'm also tired of hearing people say, well, you don't know what happened before the video started. What the fuck do I need to know? Honestly, when I watch a murder happen, because that's what these are, murders, what do I need to know that predicates it? Nothing.
I mean, just to go off of that, and the fucked up part is that we're not just protesting, obviously, the murders of our people. Obviously, we are. It goes deeper than that. And I think one of the things that just happened recently, and I'm so glad to hear it, six officers in Atlanta were just charged. That's because a couple days ago when all the curfews started, two college kids were They weren't a part of any of the looting. They weren't a part of any of the protesting. They were literally just driving home and trying to beat curfew. And to drastically compare the two, and I'm not going to play the video here because I don't need to put the same shit up here. What we're not going to do is we'll post some stuff, but we're not going to post any of this kind of gore porn that essentially happens, or police brutality porn that happens with black bodies. These two kids were driving. The cops stopped them. Six of them swarmed on the car, smashed the windows, stabbed the tires out of them, and tasered the shit out of these kids, yelling at them to get out of the car, which they couldn't because they were in the middle of being tased. And that shit put God knows how much sadness and fear just into my spine, because it flashed me back to Philando Castillo, which is another name. Like, for those that don't know, that is the one that broke me more than any of these. Mm-hmm. And I've spoken on that before, because my parents had always told me to comply and come home, and we would deal with the legal ramifications later, whether you were in the right or the wrong. Just do what the cops say, do what you have to do, and then we will deal with them. If they are corrupt, we will have their badges. We had enough people with clout like that, that if push came to shove, we could. So to see someone like Philando that happened, to see these kids have that happen, I was completely frozen. I was supposed to drive to Hollywood to go see my girlfriend, and I only had 30 minutes to get there. And I called her. I was like, I can't. I have to stay home. I cannot get the image of these kids out of my head, because those kids could easily have been murdered, like right there. And even if they weren't, they were tortured to be continuously shocked over and over for literally just being there. And it continued last night in Los Angeles. Like, the curfew was in place. The cops were from their cars, either from the trunks of the cars with the things up, because they have SUVs now, or from the windows in the passenger seats. They were firing rubber bullets at people while they were driving by. The cops did a drive-by. They like, sure, it was with rubber bullets, but if you've seen some of these images, some of these people that are, like, not only are they not aiming them properly, they are a lot of these people are getting hit directly in the head. And there are many people that have been reported permanent damage. They are blind in an eye because they got hit in the fucking eye by this shit.
I want to let you know something. There's been this word that goes around a lot now because of what has come from the protest and the riots and subsequent looting, which we'll get to further in depth. But there's this word that keeps coming up. These two words, matter of fact, and those words are thugs and animals. Now, allow me to say this. I understand exactly what a thug is. I know what an animal is. You know why? My roommate has a cat. Winston's trying to adopt a dog. I've been to the zoo before. I say that because when people use those words are just synonyms for them saying niggers. Here's why I know this. Because, yes, there are a multitude of racists protesting. There are a multitude of people gathering together for one cause. But every time you watch the negative stuff that is being highlighted throughout media or people's social media, it is literally only black people. I am not saying this to say, well, what about white people? What about that? I'm not doing what aboutism. I'm saying, if you're going to just say that word, say it. Be bold and is brazen. And I also say that to say, if you can say that about protesters, subsequent rioters and looters, you can say that about these thug-ass police officers as well. Because they are just as much thugs and animals and criminals as anyone else. A badge does not make you absolved from all legal ramifications. The problem with that is the police union. And I don't know if a lot of people understand that. The reason all of this has started, all of this, is because those four officers we mentioned in the death of George Floyd for the longest had not been prosecuted. As of today, only one. And he was hit with third-degree murder with manslaughter, which I told people at first, it's a good thing he was hit with third. And the reason being, people keep saying, why not give him first degree? I don't think you all understand how hard and difficult it is to prove first-degree murder. First-degree murder is premeditated. First-degree murder means that the prosecutor must prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that this was planned out to do. That is a very difficult thing to prove in court. That is why so many people walk on a first-degree murder charge. These other three cops have now still not even been charged. Thankfully, to the Minnesota DA district attorney, he has said they all will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. Again, the holdup are police unions. We all say at one point in time, unions can be good and unions can help out for different things and unions can keep people their give people their jobs and add job security and stability, in which, yes, it may be. Winston and myself are in a union. We're in the Screen Actors Guild union. But in this case, it protects the wrong thing, the wrong people.
I agree. And I would be remiss if I didn't point out some of the cops that are actually working towards fixing this shit. There is the police chief in Houston who has been very vocal.
Yes.
He's made a number of speeches and has said that we are not here to be attacking the people. We serve the people. We are the people. That's one of the things that he has pushed so much. There was the fact that there was a sister who she saw a white cop throw a black woman to the ground.
I was looking for that photo.
Video, and she came out of nowhere. The black cop said, "The fuck is your problem?" and chased him off and started saying all sorts of shit at him, which I'm not sure the follow up if he got fired or anything like that, or was held or suspended. But there are cops out there that are trying to do the right thing.
The sheriff in Flint, Michigan, I believe it was.
Yes.
The one that took off his armor.
Yes.
That shows you, you know, that is the level of understanding in which we respect and appreciate. The one who's like, listen, these cops love you. This is why they're here. And he made everyone stand down. That is a difference in different police force you are seeing. You're seeing those who are willing to say, we hear you. We're with you. We have to protect you. There is the law. Understand, but then there are others who just see one thing.
Yep.
There was a black cop. He was talking to a protester and he was telling them, like, yo, I'm telling y'all to calm down. We get it. We want you to assemble. But I had to tell some of them to bring it down. And he told another group of people who were just trying to start shit. I told him to get the fuck away. He actually was breaking down what he is doing as his job, and which you can appreciate that. Again, I'm not going to say that we should just plaster around all the cops kneeling, all the cops playing basketball in the hood, because, of course, a bunch of those videos are going to come out. But we also need, as people want black people to always hold each other accountable for things. It never fails. If a black person does something, you hear a bunch of black people like, well, yo, y'all got to get your peoples. It's never anywhere else.
And that's, I want to, Jeremy Miller did bring up, there are good cops out there, but they need to show it and become leaders. I 1,000% agree. And I, again, the unions kind of keep that hold because it is one of those things that they kind of keep step in line. But the biggest issue, and this is the whole thing, and this is actually what's really funny to me. I saw a tweet that my girlfriend, Kristen, retweeted, or she may have written herself. I can't remember, but it essentially said, if 10 apples killed people, there would be a massive recall on apples.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And you're talking about hundreds of cops, if not thousands. I'm sure it's more in the hundreds, but it's still, that's enough around the country where this shit is happening. I understand. I get it. Because again, I have family in law enforcement. I have family in the military. I understand you signed up for a dangerous job to protect the people, to serve us, to ensure our freedom. And I thank each and every one of you for that. But there is a difference between somebody that is doing the right thing and they're put in a powerful position and they take that responsibility seriously and they do everything in their power to truly protect the people. And then there's others that do it because they have a power trip issue. That the saying goes, power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. If these unions are stopping these cops from getting prosecuted, the ones that are genuinely murdering people or that are out of hand, the corruption will just continue to grow. I look at the fact, and this is, people ask me why I was so anti-Amy Klobuchar and still am to this day. Amy Klobuchar, for those that don't know, who ran for president, she's a senator in Minnesota, used to be the district attorney in Minnesota. She proceeded to not prosecute virtually any, I don't think she did at all, but any cop. That was involved in anything that was any sort of murder, police shooting, none of that shit, not a single one. And the one that sticks out the most, what is the name of the dude that killed George Floyd? I refuse to know this motherfucker.
I think it's Derek Chauvin, the dickhead that did it.
He had exactly. He had 10 separate accounts.
No, 18.
Was it 18?
18.
To my knowledge, it was under her jurisdiction.
Under her jurisdiction. Well,
he had 10. Totally. Did not, God knows how many different times that shit was brought to her about how he was a fucking problem and he needed to be prosecuted. And guess what she didn't do? Not once. Did not. He wasn't fired. He wasn't prosecuted. Nothing. And so the biggest thing, and this is why I want to give a shout out to those cops that are genuinely out here making noise and marching with us and saying some shit. You're first of all remembering you're human. You're not the Justice League. You're not some gods that you rule over us. You're human. You're just like us. And you realize that you should be with us is the first thing. And the second thing is, for once, these cops are actually being called out. Now, the problem that's scary is that there are more of these dickheads, at least that are vocally out there or physically doing something, than a lot of these good cops. And I hope that that shit continues to change as we go forward. But that's the shit that's so fucked up for us, is because essentially, let me explain it for someone that's black. You can include brown people in this too. Can you imagine having an army constantly just waiting to fuck you up? You want to know why people were so angry about Amy Cooper? Because she knew she was sicking the army more or less against Christian Cooper. She was sending in a weapon of mass destruction.
It's that send in the hounds mentality.
And the fucked up thing that a lot of people don't realize, the police force was initially made in this country as a slave catcher. They were slave catchers. That was the initial part of the police. That's what they did. So that racism, that history has gone on since slavery.
Now, let me go to another part of this, if I may, Winston, if I wait. I want to, because we can talk about that section the entire time we're on. The protests that have arisen. One of the beautiful things amidst all of the chaos, amidst all of the hurt, amidst all of the pain, have been the protests around the world. Not just in America, around the world. Because around the world, people are seeing that this is a very, very big systemic issue. But in the midst of these protests, there have been a lot of tragedy. We bring up the cops. There have been riots. Now, I will say this. No matter what protest happens, when something has been protested time in and time again, and it seems nothing is being done, yes, it will escalate into riots. I'm just telling you that is a fact. It has been proven every single time. Yes, there will be subsequent looting in the beginning. Now, there have been looting that have happened every single night afterwards. Let me say this, and Winston will say it too probably. Those are not protesters. Those are not anybody down with this cause. That is no one that is doing this to help enact change. Those are a bunch of dickheads and assholes and knuckleheads, whatever you want to call them. Listen, I took this weekend to try to get away from the world, right? And I took this weekend, I said, I'm going to go home to get away from the world. And guess what happened? At home, it's just as fucking bad. For those who don't know where home is for me, I'm from Chicago, okay? And I've watched what has happened. I saw it. And I know people are going to say, well, see, those are just, they're just trying to make everybody, you get people on social media, they're just trying to make everybody look bad. No, because they're doing what they want to do. They are not those who are protesting for a cause. There are going to be these criminals, those hoodlums. Yeah, those are that. But those who are protesting, those who are fed up, are in an entirely different bunch. Now, when it comes to the rioting and looting, of course, everything started in Minnesota, in Minneapolis. And the first thing people brought up was, oh my God, what about Target? To everybody who brought that up, from the bottom of my heart, fuck you, fuck the sperm that created you, fuck the egg that was there for you, fuck the uterus that stored you, fuck everything about your spirit and your essence. The reason being that Target and many others will be fucking all right. Want to also know how? They issued a statement, was like, yo, we good, basically. Your people were saying, oh my God, what about this? What about that property? Property can be replaced.
And that's the biggest thing. I want to really distinguish the difference here.
And after you do that, I want to acknowledge some of our Streamlab donations. So I just wanted to make sure I said that for people.
Of course. The first thing is, and this is a famous quote from Martin Luther King, because people love to use specific quotes to whitewash him and make him seem like he wasn't really, really down for the cause in some ways that people forget. Martin Luther King said, riots are the language of the unheard. I want to reiterate that one more time. Riots are the language of the unheard. Now, when you think about that, let's look at a couple different examples of where some shit like that happened. Now, for anybody that knows their history, or, you know, sports is a good way to bring us all together. There was a documentary, the OJ Make It Made in America.
No, OJ Made in America, yeah.
They spent a lot of time talking about where race relations were at around Rodney King. You had the murder. See, now here's the problem. This is my biggest issue, and I'll be honest with you. I'm really bad with names. There was a murder that happened in Los Angeles at a Korean shop. A black woman was killed, which spawned some shit. There was a raid of an apartment building where a lot of black people and brown people were disenfranchised and forced out of their building because of a raid that happened there. And it all culminated. Like, this is all stuff that people heard about in the news, but there wasn't necessarily footage of. It all culminated in Rodney King, because at the time, cameras were the big ass shits that you see news people with. That was a home camera.
That was a regular home camera.
You had that big ass motherfucker just like,
first of all,
hey, you see my nigga out here getting smacked up?
You're around here like Radio Raheem from Do the Right Thing. Let me say something real quick, and I know we told to be serious, but Winston, you know I can't help it. Can you imagine back in the day, you had this big ass camera trying to set up to make a porn, home porn real quick? You like, hold on, baby. You set this stick motherfucker
Hey, baby, up wait, hold on. I got to add the sound equipment. Hold on.
Hold on, baby. Right. Hold on.
I got to get the light going. Hold on. I got to.
I'm really disturbed about how much shit you have on the side accessible, but nonetheless, I'm really disturbed about that. But nonetheless, there was cameras. So that also goes to the saying of people are like, oh my God, I can't believe this is all happening. It's been happening. We've been telling you, and by we black people, we've been telling you all this is happening for the longest. We have been saying this consistently.
Exactly. I agree. So let me bring this back to my point. So the riots happened in Los Angeles because people saw that Rodney King video. They saw all those cops beating the shit out of a black man. Beating the shit out of him. And of course they're upset, because this is something that we had all seen and felt. I mean, I was a child, so I hadn't experienced anything yet. But this is all shit that we had seen as a community. And people snapped. If you wonder why, I'll be honest. I truly believe OJ did that shit. But if you wonder why black people still to this day, you're not gonna say it, Nick. I still believe he did that shit.
You ain't been putting me in this shit, right? That's a whole other show. We not for that. I think his son did it, but that's another.
The point is, if you wonder why so many black people were so cheerful about him getting off, because that is not something that happened for black people ever. Thank you, Latasha Harlins. Thank you. That is the name that I was looking for. So that was the first time that we had seen that shit. That is the first time. And what's funny is it never stopped. That those beatings continued, all that shit. We got told that some shit would stop because they were going to start wearing body cams. How many times have body cams been turned the fuck off?
Or mysteriously just not even turned off. They just malfunctioned. Oh my God, something that just worked when I put on my tight white t-shirt, I put on my Kevlar vest under, I put on my uniform shirt, I strapped in my, I put on my vest, I put on my badge, and I made sure I polished it up so you can see who I am, and I'm an officer of the law. It's real shiny. I sucked my gut in because 9 times out of 10 I have a fucking gut. I sucked my gut in and clicked in my belt buckle together, put my gun on my waist, and then I made sure I put my camera on. And then I had to turn my camera on and make sure my camera worked, right? And before I left into my squad car, my camera was like, say cheese, nigga. And I said cheese. And so my camera worked. And then when I get to all of a sudden a situation that all of a sudden escalated, every other situation, every other call they may have had their entire shift, it's covered. But the one incident that escalates to the point that something needs to be done, it all of a sudden magically malfunctions.
Exactly. And so this is the other thing that kind of leads to that. And if you're wondering why I'm at the point now, especially because we've seen how many of these people are not actually protesting. They're just looting shit so they can and destroying shit because they're anarchists.
Can we bring up the picture?
We will before we do that, because I want to finish this thought. I want to take a quick break for the Streamlabs, like we mentioned.
Yes, absolutely.
So you're at that point now where there are people that are just doing shit to be asshats. because it has been said a multitude of times by Black Lives Matter, by protesters, stop doing that shit. We've caught God knows how many different people. The dude that was dressed in all black in Minnesota with the hammer and the umbrella. He was using the umbrella to kind of hide the hammer, and he was smashing AutoZone windows.
They now say may have been a cop.
And exactly, I'd heard that too. You had shit where you literally had two white ladies spray painting Black Lives Matter and fuck the police. A black woman said, stop that shit. Because if you do that, we're gonna get our asses beat for that. They're like, it doesn't matter, whatever.
You see the other video where there was a car full of white people and a white girl was trying to hand black people bricks, and a black woman walked up to him like, what the fuck are you doing? And the white guy driving was like, she's like, why the fuck would you do something like that? Why would you try to hand them bricks to destroy shit? Why would you do that? So
it happened in Dallas too. There was a pallet of bricks. Somebody in the protest got there before they got
there. And Boston.
There was a pallet of fucking bricks.
Mm-hmm.
So like the initial rioting that happened, that shit, like Martin Luther King said, the riots are the language of the unheard. That shit makes logical sense to me. That is pure anger. That is sadness. That is fear. You don't know. You have tried everything. You kneeled at a football game. You marched quietly in the streets. You post hashtags. You begged it. You said, hands up, don't shoot. I can't breathe. All sorts of shit. And they still kill you. So are you surprised that the initial response is for someone the same way that if honestly, and I'm not going to compare us to children, but in the same way for anybody that's a parent out there, if you know that if you keep ignoring your child and you're not paying attention to them, all of a sudden they will start to destroy shit the same way that anybody would. If you're not being heard, you're going to do what you can to get attention.
Shouts out to my daughter. Jesus.
So that's it. Now, we're getting to that point now again, and we'll show some of these images of that shit.
Well, let me go to some of the Streamlabs right quick. I want it because we have a bunch of y'all. Again, any donations that are coming, we're splitting in between two funds. We're sending to the George Floyd, GoFundMe fund, as well as different funds to help rebuild black businesses in the black community that have been affected. Did some more just come in while I was sitting
there? I'll start it off so you get it up. So we have Christy. Thank you so much for your donation. You just got it?
I had it. I just thought it was some more before the ones I just said, because I saw that one. I thought it was another. All right. So Christina Basayo, thank you for your donation. Curtis,
you're going top down. I was going from bottom up so we don't miss
it. Oh, you can do well. Go ahead then.
So Christy, thank you for your donation. Sean Sullivan, know him from the Schmodown. Jay and Winston, I love you guys. I'm here for both if you need anything. Thank you, Sean, for that and for your donation. Michael Nip, supporting where I can. Thank you for doing this today. Absolutely. Thank you. Dalton Johnson, just wanted to say I appreciate you both taking the time to stream today, just sending my support. Thank you. A very generous donation from Mark Ellis.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for that.
Thank you for leading the way and taking on the frequently thankless task of showing everyone born with privilege how to join the cause. Here to follow you both today, tomorrow, and every day after that. Get those stand-up sets ready, too. Look, man, I'm getting that tie five ready. I got some quarantine tie five shit I got to get off my motherfucking chest.
First of all, let me stop you. Again, I know we pause for the calls. Listen, as a stand-up, no. God damn it. Because everybody going to be on stage. So when I was in quarantine, I'm not going to be in the grocery store and the line was like getting in a car.
I know how to write a motherfucking joke, son. Look, I am very aware of the fact that you have to do shit that is expensive.
Sir, we got fucking company and you a real hostile. Okay, we got company here. I know what this show is. We got company and you right here.
Get back to the stream, Corey Corey Scott Johnson. Shout out to you guys. We need more like you. This stream is important. I will always support initiatives like this just to bring some light in the darkness. Jay, I hear the Bears will run the Wildcat and Bud Nook with all tight ends.
Yeah. I'm going to do the next couple of stream laughs. Kenneth Daisy, thank you. He says, thank you, guys. I fucking hate you. Thank you guys for sharing with us. Keep being real, but stay safe. My heart hurts, but you have my support always. Thank you. Dalton Johnson, just want to be an ally and be supportive. Thank you so much. We appreciate you. AZ Badfish, no question. Just love and support. Thanks for keeping it real always. Thank you so much. Lawrence Lease, two amazing guys. guys. Thank you for doing what you all are doing. Alberto's Rios, thank you for your donation. Storm Shadow Rocks, thank you. Our good friend Mark Riley, he said, my friends, love you both. Thank you for doing this and being so vocal and passionate in everything you do. Much love, Riley and Julie. I love you both. Wine on Winston. Curtis Callower, that love, thanks, and respect for you both. Celeste Klaus and Curtis Callower, thank you so much. Christina Basilio, thank you for having this conversation with us. Bad Bruja, love anytime we've worked together. Oh, that's Darina. What's up, Darina? Appreciate you. Love anytime we've worked together talking nerd shit on camera. You're both knowledgeable as fuck and whine way less than my other coworkers. Fuck the police, JK, not all of them, but most of them. Love you both. We love you too. To my bits, my man 50 grand, Johnny LaQuasto, thank you for your donation. That's my bits. Change these to happen, and we will make it happen together. Thank you, Johnny. To Elena Marie Tran, these things are still rolling in. Elena Marie Tran, Black Lives Matter. Thank you for selfishly taking your time and energy to share the message to non-Black people of color and white people who need to hear it. We need everyone to be involved. Thank you so much. Thank you, Jeff Powers, for your donation. For Askewed_1, thank you for your donation. I still have no words, just support. And for Fanboy Cantina, love you guys. Thank you for your support all. Thank you, everyone. Again, normally when we do these Streamlabs doing a normal Blurbs in the Hood, we split them between the two of us. That's literally what we do.
Look, man, my car, like all these repairs on my car, like trust me, a nigga could use the money, but real talk.
Let me tell you, I ain't never seen Winston look like a sad ass puppy till his car broke down when he had to come do the show. He was like, hey man, my car ain't gonna make it. I was like, yo, so like you want all these donations for the show? And I even told him, I said, hey bro, I got you. But no, seriously, on all seriousness, These are going to two great causes. Thank you so much. We wanted to pause. We will get back to absolutely acknowledging every single one of you, but we want to continue. And the reason we brought that up, because there are some pictures that I want to show you. Now, I'm gonna show you a blend. And when I say that these are good pictures and bad pictures, you can discern how you want. I mean, I'm not there. We weren't there to fully interpret, but some of them tell their own tale. Now, of course, and I bring this up because when people say protesters, you've seen, and rioters and looters, you've seen all the pictures of Black people pretty much. I know it for a fact. They've been plastered everywhere. But these are ones we choose to plaster. These are ones we choose to show you. Again, this young man on the car, you know. The other dude over there, again, they're just standing there. Could they have been part of the protest? Yeah. Could they have been, you know, whatever. All we know is he's making sure he's staying safe for COVID-19. This other one, Justice for George. Now, this one looks like a very peaceful protest. I'm seeing a sign, hey, murder is murder. Press charges now. I absolutely agree. Now, I use those early ones. Oh, yeah. Here's another one that I think a lot of people who do the, clear this off screen. For a lot of people who keep doing the All Lives Matter shit, let me tell you something. No one has ever said Black lives don't matter. I mean, all lives don't matter. No one has ever said your white life doesn't matter, your brown life doesn't matter, your orange life, your yellow life, your green life, your purple life. No one's never said yours doesn't matter. What we are saying is ours matter because ours are the ones being targeted like it's fucking hunting season. Ours are the one are like it's duck hunt and somebody has a upgraded version of that cheap ass Nintendo gun that you had to put up close to the screen to actually shoot some. And I was the one that was trying to shoot the dog and he would never die. But
the dog laughed at your ass because you were trash.
Dog, if you missed the
you
dog,
were, you were trash. That's probably why.
But and I bring that up because there have been so many. Anytime someone says hashtag Black Lives Matter, there's always some goofball and one say, well, all lives matter. We know that. No one has ever said only Black Lives Matter. No one has said, fuck all these other lives, just talk about these. No one has ever said that. So the fact that that keeps getting misconstrued consistently is not only very enraging, but it's extremely upsetting. But I bring that all up to say, if these people can understand the magnitude of the cause, why can't you? The fucking Amish.
That's the shit that fucking kills me. The Amish. The Amish don't have the internet. They don't have television. How the fuck? The Amish showed the fuck up?
Bro, they stopped making good-ass cheese and butter to stand up for oppression. The Amish stopped making some fire jelly, which if you ain't never had Amish jelly, get your life together.
I haven't had Amish jelly. Oh,
bro, you got to hit a farm. Bro, that's a whole nother discussion. Let's get bougie later. But seriously, that you have a group of people who are, for lack of better words, technologically, not technologically inclined, who understand what is going on, who know how just ravaging this is. Now, those are the positive pictures. This is why I say this. I want to show you some stuff that Winston was talking about earlier. Tell me what you see. I think it's clear as day what these are. but automatically everyone wants to assume that it's always black people doing this. Now, again, there's a reason I'm showing you all of these. There's a dead ass reason. When y'all were talking about Target, these. I am mad I could not find the one with the guy who was looting Legos. People who get electronics and clothing, sometimes I understand. And I use that very, very smallly sometimes. Fuck you need Legos for? Okay. Then, out of all the protests, don't that look rather calm?
So all I was gonna say with this one in particular, that lady with the lamps, like first of all, let's be real, them lamps expensive than a motherfucker.
Right? I mean, she paid those are like 50. I mean, okay,
those are like 50 pop. But here's my issue. This is actually what we're getting at, and this is what I want to show. This is what I no, you're fine. This is what I want to show because this is my problem. Check this out.
It is incredible to see in a unfortunate way. I can only hope that this person isn't stealing and that maybe they are an employee. But based on what I have seen tonight.
So that's my problem.
I want to know, did you all hear that line that the reporter said? Hopefully this person is an employee and not stealing.
That's not, and that this is my problem. This is that double standard bullshit. The people that Trump is calling thugs, it's not calling her a thug.
He's nowhere near talking about
her. She's not calling them thugs.
They're not thugs, no.
Not them. He is talking specifically about us. And he's made that clear in other comments that he's made in the past. And so what my issue becomes, this whole people that are like, I get why you're protesting, but why are you... There are two reasons why this is infuriating. The first we've already stated, because property can be replaced. Shit has got insurance, all that other shit. Fuck off. But the second and more important thing, we are getting blamed for people taking advantage of the fucking situation. That is my problem. That is why I'm so angry. It's because you literally have people out here in the streets. You know what I wish we had? Because this one was also funny, but again, she's not getting made. She wasn't chased down. The bitch that stole the fucking cheesecake. I don't blame her. That cheesecake looked delicious.
That shit was sucking. I was about to make one. I was like, yo, do I really want to make one? Because I was inspired by a chick stealing one. Like, I don't know how that works.
But anyway, if you notice, nobody chased her down. No, and even in the footage where they said, like, I don't know where she got the cheesecake from. That's kind of wild. No one called her out on that shit. They were just like, that's crazy. She stole a whole cheesecake. Where'd she get the cheesecake from?
But also I want to show, so we were talking about this, we just were talking about the destruction and stuff like that. And you just played a great video about one woman they assume was possibly an employee. Well, I want to also, again, this is Blurts in the Hood, and we were trying to make sure we stay as serious as we can, and we will, but I have to break this with a little bit more humor. You know how we said there are people that just want to riot and try to destroy shit just to do it? Well, I want to show you a quick video where trying to destroy shit and looting and causing damage goes completely fucking wrong. Now, as you can see, these two gentlemen are here. One throws a rock and other, boop, bing. And that's what your dumb ass gets, okay? And that's what your dumb ass gets. Matter of fact, I want to make sure.
Let it replay. Oh, look at him trying to drag him off because he is out cold. Hold on, hit it with the replay. Go ahead. Let's see that again.
Okay, hit it with the replay one more again. Bang. All right. So
hey, Bobby, let's totally get in here to this liquor store. Right, yeah, oh, shit, Bobby. Son, no. No, I'm so sorry. Oh, my God. Oh, Bobby, please. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Help.
That's what your ass get. Because Mike was laid the fuck out, okay? You see, Mike's body was limp. Now, this is one of those things some people will be like, oh, my God, how can you laugh that he might be dead? You know why I can laugh at that? Because that's what your dumb ass gets. And because of those situations, again, black people who are protesting peacefully, who are trying to make a real change, are instantaneously blamed for that. Now, there's been a lot of things, and Winston said something earlier, a few seconds ago, about when we bring up things, a lot of people keep doing the word, but. I've said this on Facebook and Twitter. I've been very vocal, and I'm continuing to be vocal on social media as long as I'm blessed with the platform, too. A lot of you all have seen this from your family members and friends and people you may have never suspected. And there's been a lot of people playing this game. It's called Casually Racist Whites Bingo.
Wait, you didn't tell me you're gonna put this up, dude. This is one of my favorite memes, son. Wait, Jesus.
Now, I know, and the reason there's a reason I have to put this up, because we're talking about the murders of unarmed black men and women and even children at the hand of the police. We're talking about stopping police brutality. We're talking about stopping all this. And when those butts come up, the first one is, for me, the favorite one, brings up black on black crime. Before I put this back up, let me say this. Black on black crime is not a real thing. You know why? Because no one ever says white on white crime. No one ever says Hispanic on Hispanic crime, Asian on Asian crime. It is just crime.
On top of the fact that this is the other thing that people forget, and I'm not cutting you off, just adding an addendum to that. Most crimes tend to be within your own race.
That's what I was about to say. Crimes
tend to be white people on white people, black people on black people, Hispanic people on Hispanic people. So that shit is wildly dumb. Wildly dumb.
I really hate that. So then
my favorite has to be either MLK quotes out of context.
That was my next one.
As a matter of fact, I see my bingo. Let's see. Reverse racism. Mm-hmm. MLK out of context.
Free space. I'll
try to pick that free space, because that's just all the racism wrapped into one. I don't have white privilege, I'm poor, and fucking social justice warriors.
All right, so here's I think I might hit it. So all lives matter for sure. I was really for being white. Has dreadlocks or defends whites with dreads. I've seen that a lot. I don't have white privilege. I grew up poor, and that we're all one race, the human race. Yeah, I got my bingo there.
What is EWU?
The fuck if I know, and I don't care. White people are discriminated against too. Let me bring it up, because it goes along with reverse racism.
It's supposed to be one of the little cute ass fucking smiley face shits.
Oh, that is?
Yeah, that's what that's supposed to be.
Oh, UW. Okay. Oh, you must have just typed it, because I
just looked it up, and it was one of those little.
Okay. So the reverse racism thing. Now, a lot of people, especially, it's primarily been white people. And again, because white people have been, a lot of people have shown their asses. But a lot of our personal close white friends, that I don't even consider them just white friends, they're just our friends who happen to be white, have even openly admitted that, yo, I didn't realize these people I grew up with, my family members were like this. Now, here's what reverse racism is, and here's that whole thing. So we all know what racism is, but also what people forget is racism is rooted in one major factor: power. No matter what you do in your life as a white person, and a lot of white people know, when it comes to white privilege, it does not mean you are handed everything. It does not mean everything is easy for you in your life. It does not mean you've never struggled. It simply means your life has not been hindered. Your life has not had struggle because of your skin tone. Do you understand that? So when it comes to reverse racism, minorities as a whole cannot be racist. You know why? They can be prejudiced. We don't have power. And I know a lot of people say, well, Obama was the president. Do I need to refer y'all to his second term when Mitch McConnell openly said, I'm gonna make sure shit, not a goddamn thing he wants passes? But then turned around with this orange fuck muppet in office, because I refuse to call it by name, which we're going to talk about this dick in a minute, when that orange fuck muppet is in office. And it's like, well, the Democrats, they're stalling everything. You know, we want to get things moving for the American people. I thought that was a real good Mitch McConnell. I thought that was a pretty good Mitch McConnell. What you think?
That wasn't bad. I don't hate it. I mean, you needed to do more to make yourself look like the turtle from
like a turtle. I got turtle a real
tunes. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
We got to do more for the American people and try to get, you know, things together, like another stimulus bill. People just don't want to go to work.
Yeah. Well, okay. Let me real quick, before we move on to our next topic, I want to go back to the Streamlabs. We had some more come in.
Yes.
Fanboy Cantina, thank you for your donation. Said, love you guys. Soul Govin, thank you guys for all you do. Hashtag Black Lives Matter. Thank you. ADV Chief, want to show some love and support however I can. Thank you so much for your donation. Miss Movies, Miss Brianne Chandler,
love you
both so much. Jake Agaveta, just wanted to thank you for this conversation. Matt Atchity with a massive donation. Thank you so much,
Matt. I love you so much, Matt. Much love to you and Jen.
Yes. Emma Fife, thank you, Jay and Winston, for giving a voice to the issue and telling it like it is. You're an inspiration. I'm here to support however I can. Fuck racism. Thank you, Emma. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I have seen you out here trying to.
Emma, you're just trying to make my heart flutter on the stream. She's just trying to make my heart flutter.
Right? Stupid. Fred, you're writing. Ignore me, Winston. Just go ahead. That's fine. Fred, writing. Love and appreciation for you both for everything you do. Keep up the good fight. Rachel J. Cushing with a large donation. Thank you so much, Rachel. Thank you for doing this. Here to listen and help in any way I can. I love you guys. Trent Fuller, whatever I can do to help. Thank you. Thank you for what you're doing, guys. Drip, drip, and fuck Trump. Amen to that, brother. Film DGS, thank you for your donation. Cynthia Rogers, thank you for your donation. I think that actually may be, if it's the same Cynthia Rogers, I think that is my high school drama teacher, actually. So if that's you, Mrs. Rogers, that's amazing. Thank you for being here. I'm sorry. I'm swearing. We didn't put. I will play what we normally play at the top of this thing, but we didn't because this is more serious than normal. But we normally do this at the top.
The following program is rated TVMA for language. We want everyone to be able to enjoy the program, but sometimes things happen, and we may say things that may be offensive to some or non-conducive to others. So in other words, shit happens. Oops.
So, you know, we didn't put the warning this time because we were just going to go in, but it is what it is. But
I love the way you just broke down like a little kid. You broke down like a kid real quick. You was like,
because it's Miss Rogers, bro, like she taught me when I was a child. I can't just be out here saying,
oh, Jesus Christ.
What else? I censor myself. You know, I don't ever censor anymore. And so that's a lot. Almost done. Matt Gunner, large donation. Thank you. I don't have a question. I just wanted to show love and support. Appreciate you, Jen, taking the time to do this today. Much love and respect. My homegirl Rebecca Remy, sending love. Thank you for sharing your time and your voices. Thank you so much. I'm gonna do a quick refresh and see. And then Benjamin Buglovsky, thank you for your voices. I hear you, I see you, I love you. I just, again, huge shout out to everybody for doing this. This is big because the way that we actually enact change, it can't just be putting black squares on Instagram and Twitter and you know, just writing George Floyd's name as a hashtag, which, can I tell you something right now, Jay, that has been bothering me for years now? No. It's all good.
Somebody said it looked like I was downloading.
Wait a minute. No, wait. Oh, no, it's Cindy. Oh, it's Cindy. That's fucking hilarious. Cindy, my homegirl, I forgot. I knew she got married. I didn't know that that's what her last name became, but our teacher was Cynthia Rogers. And Cynthia, this one, has only gone by Cindy the whole time I've known her. So that shit fucked me up. I'm just going to be real. But anyway, the idea of hashtagging a person's name when they get murdered. I'm not saying that we shouldn't. I think that we should because it helps draw attention to what happened. But do you understand how fucking traumatizing it is to think that the only way that any of us would ever reach some sort of viral hashtag fame is because we got fucking murdered?
And that's another I wanted to bring that up too, because there have been people recently seen trying to use these deaths, the subsequent protests and riots, as a means for social media clout. I have seen three videos of women, sorry, white chicks, because that's who has been. One supposedly is a right-wing journalist who is known for doing this. I don't know. But they've taken pictures in front of damaged businesses just to take a picture to post it on Instagram for likes and clout. If you don't follow me on social media, you should follow us both. But I'm at Mr. J. Washington, and I just recently said this. As God is my witness, and I swear, oh, Lord. And that's the blackest thing you can say. I swear, oh, Lord.
The blackest thing you could say is what happened was.
My nigga, what happened was. Yeah. But I swear to God, if I am out and about and I see anybody taking a picture in front of a business that has been destroyed throughout all in the midst of all this, just for some type of clout, I don't care if it's you, your mama, your daddy, your brother, your boyfriend, I'm taking that phone and or camera and I'm field goal kicking it the fuck out in the middle of the street. Because you are as more disrespectful as anything else possible. It is ridiculous.
I think the thing that's wild to me is that in the same, out of the two different sides of the mouth, people could be like, can you believe they're destroying all these businesses? This shit is fucking wild. But also, yo, Nancy, come over here and take a picture of me real quick. You know what I'm saying? Like out of two sides of the mouth. I can't believe they would do that. Also, yo, this would be really great to like show like the awareness. It's very, but okay.
All right. You ready to go ahead. What are you about to do?
What were you about to do?
I was about to talk about the Orange Fuck Muppet. For those who realize,
we can't. Let's hold for half a second. I've been trying to write down any questions I've seen come through the chat.
Okay, please.
Try and address. Someone asked. It's probably been about 20 or so minutes ago. Someone asked about what the talk is. What the talk is that Black people have with their kids. There is a video that I will post. I will retweet it after this. It was really, really well done of a number of either young Black people or people with their kids having that talk, and it's heartbreaking. But for those that are not familiar, the talk is something that Black parents have with their kids that essentially explains not only how to deal with just racism in general and how people will perceive them, but more specifically how the cops see them and how you have to deal with the cops.
I would advise you all to see the movie The Hate U Give. Russell Hornsby in the movie, in the beginning of the movie, gives that exact scenario in the most perfect and heart-wrenching way, because you know it has to happen.
It has to. And here's the thing that kills me is, as a more recent example, a buddy of mine from Dodgeball, two married couple friends of mine, Vince and Layla Marchbanks, told the story of how they had to explain to their son about to have that talk. And this look in the son's eyes saying, you know, and I'm only sharing this story because they already shared it on a public platform. But essentially how their son was just so confused and being like, well, mom, dad, if the cops are going to potentially attack me, like, who do I call if I'm in trouble? And they genuinely had no idea what to say, which most Black parents do not. A lot of the conversations that we have with our kids, the same conversation my parents had with me, is you were always respectful. You always have your hands in a place where they can see them. My dad specifically told me if I get pulled over in that scenario to immediately turn on classical music and to call him. So whatever the fuck, whether I'm sitting there in silence or I'm listening to hip hop or whatever, even doesn't matter. Immediately turn on classical fucking music and then call him instantly. It is now.
Yeah, who's a threat listening to Mozart?
And not only that, hey, dad, I'm on the, you know, blah, blah, blah. I just got pulled over, like, et cetera, et cetera. Other people, other stuff you've done now because we have the cell phones to turn their cameras on. But all of these, you need to remember that when you end up telling your kids, do not make any sudden moves. Don't immediately dive for your camera because they'll think that you're reaching for a weapon. They'll take you the fuck out.
So can I? So can I? Give me a chance. Let me know when you're done. So I want to interject something.
Yeah. I mean, these are the things that we're saying to always have, you know, to essentially keep your license and shit in a space that is easily seen and that can be like grabbed, so that it doesn't look like if you have to get out of the glove box, they assume the wrong thing. Any number of this stuff. And the most fucked up part about this. Again, I go back to Philando Castile, which is why that hurt me so much. Even if you do everything fucking right, you could still get fucking killed. So go ahead, Jay, whatever you're going to say.
All right. This topic in itself is very, very difficult for me. So please, first and foremost, forgive me for my tears that may come down as I say this. Not only have I had that discussion with my mother, my father passed when I was 5 of a diabetic heart attack. So my mother had to raise my brother and myself. Not only have I had this conversation with my mother, my aunts, my uncles, my grandfather, who was my dad, I've had to have this conversation with my 16-year-old son. And I dreaded having to have this conversation with him because it made the reality of what could happen all more real. I most recently had to revisit that conversation with my son following the death of Sean Reed. If you don't know who Sean Reed is, he is the young Black man who was killed in Indianapolis, by the police. And then the cops walked over and were laughing and mocking his death. I bring up Indianapolis because my son lives in Indianapolis. I bring this up because if you've seen pictures of me and my son is about as tall as me, if not a little bit taller. My son plays football. My son works out. My son decided he wanted to grow dreads, and I could not tell him no because as a dad, I wanted him to be self-expressive. But also now as a father, there is not a day that goes by with me being 2,300 miles away. There is not a day I am concerned for my son's life off of some simple bullshit. My son likes to jog, to train, not to do anything else, but to train. And I have had to tell him, when you run, don't put your hood on. When you run, run in the daytime. When you run, try to wear as light, bright colors as you can. I have had to have this conversation in fear for my son. So for anybody who tries to say that we don't have these conversations with our children, I fucking had them. And I had it recently. I've had to tell my son. I called my son daily just to remind him I love him. I call my son daily to remind him I'm proud of him. But I also have to call and remind my son the terror that he faces out there. Because yes, it is. No, I am not saying this with sympathy. No, I am not saying this for likes. I am fucking saying this because it's real. I am fucking saying this because of my heart, because I'm pissed. Do you understand how fucking upsetting it is? I have to tell my 16-year-old son that the people that are supposed to protect and serve you at any fucking moment can perceive you as a threat to your life when you're not?
I need a minute, man. I'm sorry.
I don't think people fucking get it. I don't think people understand how that makes me feel on a daily goddamn basis. Yes, a lot of you all who are not new here, who know me, you see me come up here and laugh and joke all the fucking time. You see me do movie reviews and comic book shows reviews and just laugh and joke and crack jokes on social media and have a fucking blast. But what you don't see is that me doing it every goddamn day. What you don't see is me having to tell that little boy, be careful. And yeah, I know he's almost a grown man, but that is my little boy. And that conversation I have with my son, millions of parents are having with their children on a daily basis. They're having it right now. Why? Because we have a police force that would rather kill us than detain us, that would rather murder us than question us, that would rather execute us than find out what happened. So that is why I'm upset right now. That is why these tears are falling. I did a stream last week and said it's been a tiring 72 hours. And you can just add on to this day. Do you understand, for those who just don't get it still probably at this moment, how fucking tiresome this is? I cannot go running in my neighborhood to work out. Why? Because if you've seen me recently, I look like a bigger fucking threat than I used to when I'm just trying to stay in shape. I can't walk down the street without people thinking, what will he do, when I'm just minding my goddamn business. And then you have this fucking asshole in the White House, this orange fuck muppet who wants to do the biggest racist dog whistle in history, and people want to act like it's not. I am sorry for yelling. I am sorry for being so upset and frustrated.
Don't apologize.
Sorry for being this angry right
now. Don't apologize. Don't. Because this is that bullshit that other people don't deal with. People wonder why sometimes I'm very specific. There's a time and a place to say people of color, and there's a time and place to say black people. I massive, like, Japanophile. I have a lot of friends from Asia, all that kind of stuff. Asian people do not experience the same shit that we do here. Now, there has been a lot of bullshit that's come out of COVID. This is why I've been so vocal that people stop calling it a Chinese virus and all that other fucking bullshit. But it's one of those things that is, a lot of bad shit happens to a lot of different types of people in this country, but not the way that this country has just abused the fuck out of us from the inception of us even getting here. The fact that millions died just to get over here so we could be fucking slaves. And you know, it's funny, Jay, because I had a breakdown last Friday myself. It was my girlfriend's birthday. For those that aren't familiar with my girlfriend, Kristen, she is white. I am in an interracial relationship, and I was drunk and I had a full on breakdown because of everything that was going on. And I was like, are you sure? Are you honestly sure that you want to do this with me, that you want to have kids with me one day? Because if, I'll be honest with you, if I genuinely had a choice, like I am one of the most proud black men that I fucking know. I love everything about my people and my culture. But if I had a way out from all this pain, I don't know if I would be strong enough to say, yes, I want to continue to do that shit. And I had to ask her, and she told me, she just held me and she said, of course, I'm here for anything. I love you without a shadow of a doubt, and I will be here for anything. And it meant the fucking world to me, but it also, I felt so guilty, the fact that I would potentially be putting this into her world. Because that is the black man's curse. Is everything that you have seen these last few days. The fact that this man has to worry about his son who is a proud athlete who is doing so well in football, and he has to worry about his son running, going outside for a run. I have been struggling with my weight and my fitness for fucking years, and I finally got like the wherewithal to start running, and I was proud to go running every fucking evening that I could, and now I have to be terrified that just going to get some fucking exercise could be my last breath. Like, that's it. Like, that's the shit, man. That's the shit. That's why this is so hard. I think the only thing that makes it harder is, like, men in society, but especially Black men, are told that they're not allowed to show this, that we have to just always be fucking tough, that we have to take it on the chin, suck it up, racism's over. We elected a Black man. Name however many different ways someone wants to tell me that this is not a thing anymore. But day in and day out, and almost and every time this shit happens, it's always in fucking pairs. It's Ahmaud Arbery and Breonna Taylor.
George Floyd and David McAtee. George Floyd and
David McAtee. It doesn't fucking stop.
This is why we've said we're angry. This is why we've said we're frustrated. And this is why we've said we're terrified. And like I said, you have this orange fuck Muppet saying, when the looting starts, the shooting starts, known for quoting shit that Governor Wallace, one of the most racist governors that Alabama had ever seen, quoting him. And people want to act like this dude is making America great and keeping America great. Let me tell you something. The last time America was great was in the 50s. And you know who it was only great for? It was straight white men. Not for white women, not for any women, and for goddamn sure, not Black men and Black women.
Not for queer people. I know. If you wonder why people get so fucking angry about this son of a bitch, that's why.
So you can't tell me this motherfucker is doing anything to help. And yes, I know it goes on another level when it goes to the legislative branch. I know. And they're just as fucking bad. I understand it all the way down. Let me even go over judicial. I get it. People keep saying he's trying to start another civil war. He doesn't have to try to start shit. I'll tell you all something. November 7th, I think that's the day of the election. November 7th, 2008, the floodgates came open in this country. The racism floodgates opened. What do I mean? When Barack Obama was elected president. Want to know how? You think I'm lying? Go research social media tweets, Facebook posts, everything. Find so many monkeys hanging effigies, burning him and all that, disgracing him, his wife, and their children from jump. But we were supposed to be in a post-racial America. No, we're not. And then you put this in. Not to mention the shit with the children that are kept in cages. Not to mention what he had said about the Mexican people. Let's not go there. Let's just not include, because I'm not trying to dismiss it, but that adds on to it. But this isn't the first time, when NFL players kneeled, when they knelt because Colin Kaepernick did, he called them sons of bitches, proceeded to do that. They are disrespecting the flag and the troops. When, I'm sorry, no one ever said it was about the flag or troops. There have been so many active and current military members who said it was never about the flag and troops. People just made that shit them damn selves up, and they kept running with it. And now, can you just sit there and say, if you believe that shit, you were upset with Colin Kaepernick, and you've listened to that orange fuck Muppet, can you finally say to yourself, Colin was right? I'm not talking about him getting the job. I'm not talking about him playing. Can you say he was right? Because we've been showing you. Racism hasn't gone anywhere in America, ladies and gentlemen. It has not been underground. It has not been in some sleeper cell. It is just readily available now for you to see at a moment's notice. It has never stopped. There's no race card we're playing. There's no victim card we're playing. There's no, I can't, the man is holding me down we're playing. The fact of the matter is, the shit is real. It is prevalent, and it's prevalent in not just the police force. It's prevalent in our jobs. It's prevalent in our schools. You have many people, many racist men and women in interracial relationships. I'm not saying Winston and Kristen are, because Kristen's the fucking best. I've watched white men be racist and then try to use the caveat, but I have a black wife. I have an Asian wife. I've seen it. It happens. This shit don't stop. This country, America, the quote unquote beautiful, was founded and predicated and built upon hate and racism. The country was built on the back of slaves. So what are you trying to tell me? This country has never owned up for its fuck ups and yet wants to try to be the big brother of the fucking world. Well, guess what? Now it's the laughing stock of it.
Well, and I have to say this right now, because there's a lot of people that still want to tout, you know, I'm not this, I'm not that, we're all American, stuff like that. All right. If that's how you truly feel, if you really feel that way, the first part that starts, you openly acknowledge how wrong this shit has fucking been. That's the first part. The thing that I saw last night on CNN that actually really got to me, 1 second.
Yeah, please don't die while we're streaming, because CPR through StreamYard don't work, and I don't know how
hard. It's very hard.
It's very difficult.
It was brought up the fact that if you look at like anybody that has a drug addiction, if you look at anybody that has an alcohol addiction, they have to go through a 12-step program. And the first part about that is acknowledging you have a fucking problem. That is the very first thing that happens. And I see a lot of white people that say that, you know, this is crazy, this has to stop. But they're not willing to acknowledge the fact that they're a part of the problem. So I'm going to use an example to start off and kind of help guide how we move into the next point. As a man, I have male privilege, period. Women have been saying forever how society has been working against them, how they've been treated as second-class citizens, how they have not been treated the same way that men are, that there is a glass ceiling that they cannot get through. The very first thing that I can do as a man, even if I'm not saying any sort of sexist shit, I never stopped a woman from getting a promotion, none of that shit, I am still a man, which means there are certain privileges I don't have to worry about. I don't have to worry about holding keys in my hand when I walk to my car in order to protect myself in case somebody tries to jump out and attack me.
Mm-hmm.
Not something I have to worry about. I don't have to worry about a pink tax that a woman that needs to buy either things specifically for her body or whether it be just standard cosmetic shit. I don't have to pay an extra 20 cents on the
fucking we don't have to pay extra for razors or, you know, stuff like that. Why the fuck is there a tax on feminine hygiene products?
None of that makes sense. So the first thing I admit as a man, even though I may not be the ones enforcing this shit, is that I am a male. So I have male privilege. So the first thing I do is I fucking use that shit to defend women as best I can. I use that shit to raise their voices as best I can. I acknowledge that I am part of a system that I benefit from, and then I do what I can to help dismantle it so that they can get the equal rights that they deserve. The same thing is said to white people. If you truly mean that shit, the first thing you do is you acknowledge the fact that you have a privilege. You have the privilege that you don't have to have the talk with your kids that if you come across a cop, you need to act a particular way or you're fucking done. You know what I mean? White people I see all the time be like, what's your fucking badge, number asshole? I'm going to fucking have your goddamn
you know
dad.
Have your fucking job.
If you want an example of that, there is an episode of Fresh Prince where Carlton, it's in the first or second season where they're driving a white rich man's Benz to meet up their parents at a thing, and they get pulled over and arrested by some racist ass cops, and Carlton's all like, my dad, he's a high powered lawyer, he's running for judge, all this fucking shit, etc. Cop don't give a fuck. White people don't have to worry about that shit. They don't have to worry about just getting, like, I look at the protest that happened a couple weeks ago from white people that took their ARs to a government building because they had to wear masks and couldn't get haircuts.
And play golf.
You didn't see rubber bullets go off there. You didn't see arrests. You didn't see them shooting tear gas.
Can I add an amendment to that?
Yeah.
There is video of white men holding onto their firearms arguing at the police and the police saying, calm down, buddy. Do you understand the level of privilege that is in that scene alone?
There was one in particular. I don't know if you remember, where it's a sea of white. There's all these cops on the top of the stairs and they're just kind of standing there, not moving. Motherfucker! And they pushing them and they yelling in their face and putting the flag and shit. You can't do any of that fucking shit. So the very first thing that happens, whether you have said something accidentally racist, whether you have been a part of something, or whether you have actually been the perfect fucking ally, you've never done a goddamn thing wrong, ever. That does not take away the fact that you're white, which means you have privilege. Privilege does not innately mean that you are a bad person. We have the privilege of being in this country. There are plenty of places that, as fucking horrible as this place can be for a lot of different people at a multitude amount of times, it is still a privilege. You can acknowledge your privilege. The second thing you can do, because that to do that, and this is what's hard for people. People don't like to be vulnerable. People don't like to be wrong. People don't like to feel like they're on the wrong side of something. So to acknowledge that there's something that's boosting you up and making you ahead, anything else like that, safer, whatever the fuck it may be, is hard. But you have to do it. Because then the next thing you do is you take that privilege and you use it to help other people. That is what you do. That is what also, an ally does. That is what a good person does. That is what you do. Go ahead.
Also, there are, and I apologize for interrupting, because I had this, I wrote this down as soon as you started because I wanted to make sure I remember this. I've seen this statement used a lot. I didn't own slaves. My family didn't own slaves. Why am I a bad person just because I'm white? You're not. No one ever said you were. We're telling you to understand and recognize the one thing that allows your life to pretty much go by unscathed. The one thing is your skin color. Now, I know a bunch of people like, well, I used to get my ass beat by the cops because I was acting an asshole. That's fine. That happens, and it should. Just with anybody, as with anybody, it fucking should. But the fact remains, because of my skin, Winston's skin, and millions of others who look like us, we are automatically perceived as a threat. We are automatically perceived as doing something criminal. People always say, well, the police, if you didn't do anything, why the police wouldn't bother you? Have you not seen people just get pulled up on by the police? I know how I have. Matter of fact, I fucking experienced it. I've had the police pull up on me and my friends back home just because we were standing around talking, minding our business, having a conversation probably about some dumb shit. But we're automatically perceived as gangbangers on the corner and try to use that. Well, we've had a lot of gang activity around here. No, you haven't. You know why? Because we live around here. We're outside every other day. Where we're at right now, there isn't. So stop. I don't want anyone to take away from this because I don't know how much longer we'll be on. I don't want anyone that is white to take away from this that Jay Washington and Winston A. Marshall are trying to say that you're the enemy. I don't want anyone to take away from this. I don't want anyone to take away from this that Jay and Winston are saying you are bad people because of your skin color. I don't want you to take that away. For those who have, it's been so many comments that I've glanced by that people are understanding now because they didn't before. And that is the purpose of this. I was hoping some guests came on, but fuck it. If him and I got to talk about it and be those voices, then him and I will do it. We want you to understand. We want the best thing. People always ask, what can I do? You want to know what the number one thing you can do before anything else? The easiest thing you can do? Shut up and listen. Shut up and listen. Don't listen with any preconceived judgments. Just shut up and listen. You may hear something that will change your perception. You may hear something that may gain you a new level of understanding. You may hear something that actually touches your heart. It may make you realize things you never realized before. It may make you look back on scenarios and back on situations that before were just glances and moments in your life you never thought about. That's the first thing. Secondly, there's action to be done. There are ways to give your time, your money, your resources today for all of those who have donated. We're going to go through some more of those Streamlabs names before we get out of here.
I got them here. Okay. Let's read a few more.
Yes, please do.
All right. Matt Merceau, thank you for your, I probably butchered that. I apologize. Thank you for your donation. Ali Haji, I was in the San Jose protest on Thursday. It was very peaceful and powerful when I was there. When I got home, the cops got to the protest and created chaos and mayhem. Thank you for using your voice today. Derek Williams, massive donation. Thank you. Black Lives Matter. Jackson Gavin, I've never donated to Streamlabs before. I will listen and do what I can for my fellow man. Thank you so much, Jackson. Bodor, it's fine. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all you do. Jigger Bear 53, couldn't watch live, so I'm in the rewind, but I wanted to say I love both of you. Thank you so much for being real and dropping knowledge for people. Katrina Thompson, you guys are awesome, and I flipped when you said Cynthia Rogers, also my Green Hill theater teacher. I'm sure she would love this. Trash Panda, thank you guys for speaking the truth. You two are the most important voices out there. Keep fighting the good fight. And to the haters, there's only two things you can do: nothing and deal with it, damn it. Oh shit, I bet you like that one. A donation from David, thank you so much. It's a very large donation. Thank you, Joseph Boros. No question, just support. I can never know the struggles you and others have faced, and I'm ashamed that this country has marginalized so many of its citizens. For what it's worth, your lives matter to me. Sean Watson, thank you for your donation. Thank you both. We really appreciate you. Brian Ohim, thank you for your donation. Glenn Caesar, thank you so much for your donation. Just showing my support. Thank you for doing this. Much love to you both. And a large donation from Stoneface Jackson. Hey, guys, thank you for your time and effort. Here to listen and learn. I do not believe in prayers, so here is a small contribution from Germany for the only good fight for justice and equality and against fucking racism and fascism. Peace and love.
Thank you so much for all of those donations. Thank you, everybody. Again, we're going to wrap it up now. Would you say
we've got a few things that we want to cover? We want to give you some resources.
We want to definitely give you guys resources before we do anything. Before we go anywhere.
And do like a kind of a wrap up. If there's any questions that you have, if you want to go ahead and throw them in the chat, I will try and grab a couple. Do you save some?
Can I also? No, I didn't get a chance. I was literally focused, and I'm sorry. So I figured you were doing the chat. Want to acknowledge everybody who has personally texted me throughout this. So if you see me looking down at my phone, we've been getting personal text messages from so many people. And to each and every one of you, to one person that is literally texting me right now from your last 4 digits, 2327, you know who you are. I love you more than I can show right now. Yeah. I am so grateful for you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Everybody who has been supportive. I mean, you already know what my heart is. Go ahead, bro.
I want to say the same thing. I mean, since this all started, I've been getting a number of texts and phone calls and messages from people asking how I'm doing, how they can help, etc. This is a huge start. Hearing this out, checking on your Black friends is huge, because this is fucking traumatizing right now, and so checking on them is huge. The biggest thing. This is what this day was supposed to be, Blackout Tuesday, for those that aren't familiar, because we didn't really talk about this. And there's even some confusion that almost led to us not being on the air today. The point of it was to cut out all the noise and to let Black voices actually be heard today. That was the point. It was to cut all of that out and let Black voices speak up. It's essentially if someone said, Black people have the conch, for those that are familiar with Lord of the Flies. It was an opportunity for us to actually be heard. That is what this whole, we decided that as soon as we figured out what that was, that we had to make sure we still did our stream so that we could do this with y'all, so that we could talk. Some of the biggest things that you can do, for some people to follow, Jay may have some more. You can follow Angela Rye. She is a political commentator. She was working for the Black Black Caucus, the Black Congressional Caucus. She was working with them. Ava DuVernay.
Be on the spot. Just like,
It's fine. Ava DuVernay, who has been at the forefront of making all sorts of movies that have been directly pointed towards this, including Until They See Us. Until they see us. She did the 13, the Oscar-winning documentary. You can follow Van Lathan. Van Lathan is very good on top of this stuff. Now, here are some organizations that you can support. Obviously, Black Lives Matter. You could support the George Floyd Memorial Fund.
The Which, love- as a matter of fact, before you go any further right there, I just want to put up the, just so you know, this is the official one. This is as of this picture. I screen capped this at about maybe 1 o'clock. So this is the official one. I don't want anyone going to one and be like, well, I see so many different ones. This is the official one. This is the one where part of the proceeds from our stream today is going to go to, just so you all know.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So Black Lives Matter, George Floyd Memorial Fund, the Loveland Foundation, Campaign Zero, the NAACP Legal Defense and Educational Fund, Community Bail Funds, the ACLU, Color of Change, Reclaim the Block, Communities United Against Police Brutality, the Equal Justice Initiative, Fair Fight, the Brennan Center for Justice, the Committee to Protect Journalists, and the Southern Poverty Law Center. Those are just a few to start. If you're looking for where you can donate time and money, that is the beginning point that you can go for that. And then most importantly, and someone said this earlier, and I'm going to be very specific about this, you can vote. I know a lot of people love to shit on voting and all that kind of stuff. They've stayed away from the polls, stuff like that. Let me make a few things clear. Obviously, the fuck Muppet is a problem. But let's be honest. Amy Klobuchar got in there because a certain people voted for her. I believe Kristen is listening right now. If she is, if anybody knows the name of the current DA in Los Angeles, I cannot remember her name off the top of my head. She is infamous for not prosecuting cops and for being tough on crime, which has a tendency to mean heavy-handed on Black people, very easy on law enforcement. The fact that Garcetti and the city council had a budget set into place where like 90-some percent of the budget was going to the police, not to homelessness, not to you know, education, all sorts of stuff. A majority of that budget was going to the police. Jackie Lacey, thank you. Thank you very much, Nate Lewis. Jackie Lacey, that is the name of our current DA. So the problem is when people say, well, fuck it, voting doesn't matter. I don't care. Like, I'm in a blue state anyway. Whoever the blue thing will just get it, etc. You're leaving out all of your state representatives. You're leaving out all of your state legislative and executive branches and shit like that. And you're leaving out all your local shit. So what I would highly suggest you do, if you haven't already, to make sure you register to vote. And then from that point forward, that you do your research on these people that you are allowing to be put into office. It is not just the bullshit that Trump gets away with. It is the people on the local and state levels that equally have a say in how your life is run. You want to know why weed is legal in California right now? Because y'all motherfuckers decided to vote for people that would make that shit happen, okay? That's on a light note. I'm going to use that shit on a light note. So you know how you stop all these Black people, that these police chiefs and all that shit that end up in fucking power? You actually go and fucking vote. And
pay attention to your ballot.
Pay the fuck attention to your ballot. Do not get distracted by the trick pony in the front that says president. I'm not saying it's not important. God damn it, we've clearly seen that it is. But pay the fuck attention to everything. And I'm one of those people that I'm very quick to. I have my opinions, but I will send neutral shit out when it's around that time so you can take a look at what the fuck is going on. So if you want to look to me when it's time to do some shit as to what sources you can look at to learn about these people, but do your own independent research, man. You got the Googles. Do your motherfucking Googles. That shit is equally as important.
All right. I just like to say for the record, guys, for those who may be listening, if you realize he did said Googles. Now,
yes, what that is, your motherfucking Googles.
Hold on. Allow me to explain and break this down for those who may not get it. There are a level of Black people who add S's to the end of everything. So he told it to Googles. The next thing might be use your internets. Not the internet.
Your internet.
Not even internet. Internet.
And be careful on your Facebooks. Your Facebook has a lot of fake shit.
And your Twitters.
Your Twitters can sometimes catch you off guard. You got to watch out for your Instagrams. Okay? So be careful for that shit.
But seriously, in all seriousness, please. This is an issue that from us as citizens can start to enact a change. I understand, again, like Winston was bringing up, that this this election cycle has been tumultuous, to say the least. But this is bigger than one thing. This is so much bigger. This affects a lot. For those who are just like, well, fuck it, let it burn, you're not the ones who are going to be caught in the fire first. I'm gonna do my Googles. I feel like we need to make a show. I'm gonna do my Googles.
Do your Googles.
I try to be a good human being on this show. It'd be so serious and professional. I try to be that, but you know what happens is I get around you and then shit goes haywire. I want to check if we have any last stream labs. And yeah, did you say you have some more questions? Or
I was looking. I don't really see them. People are just having healthy chat, which is great. I see three. If you want to read them, I can. No, I don't care.
Yeah, I'll do. Paul DeNuzzo says, much love. Just here to listen and to try to empathize. Thank you. Thank you for your donation. Eric Hoshi, love you guys. Thank you so much. AK Torres says, what's up, Jay and Winston? What do you guys think of the term white allies? I, as a black man, don't like it for those who are truly for justice. The term is more suitable for those who are with the cause just because they hate Trump. Black Lives Matter solidarity from London. First and foremost, thank you for, again, this has been amazing, because to have viewers chime in from both London, Germany, across the world speaks volumes. I think the term white allies personally was something that was the easiest way to say it, was the easiest way to identify them, if that makes sense. I think instead of trying to think of some distinct in-depth term, I think white allies is just like, yeah, we know what you are, boom. And I understand where the connotation can sound like it's not sincere. I do get that. But I think the term came from being something, a Johnny on the spot type thing. What are you, a white ally? Cool, let's go. Now, you with us, you not, if that makes sense. Also, shout out to Fanboy Cantina, who just dropped in a donation, who says, everybody needs to join the Patreons for Jay and Winston. And I will say this real quick about those. Please go check out the Swaggy Blurred Patreon. He is doing the quarantine series. He's doing a bunch of dope interviews with a bunch of dope people. He's about to start putting up a lot of stuff for his patrons and whatnot. And if you join the Supervillain Squad with me, you already know what it is. I do a lot of stuff that and have a lot of in-depth discussions I don't have on the Mad Titan podcast. Y'all already know what it is. Bam. I do not know if I'm going to do a normal Mad Titan podcast this week. I have been trying to think about that all week. I may do an extension of this. So for those who listen to the podcast and those who listen to the Patreon, you will probably get a full extension of this. I'm not 100% sure on it, but you might. That's that. Do you want to start to wrap this up? Because I know we've kept
it. No, I know. I thought what we were doing is doing our plugs and then getting out of here.
Yeah, I just wanted to bring that up because I just.
For sure.
Before we go.
I was going to plug something. I took mine because I was crying.
Oh, well, I held on.
Just hold on, bitch.
I was crying and held on. We were going to take a shot, but this alcoholic drank his. And now I am sitting there holding a shot by myself, looking like I have problems. Hi, my name is Jay Washington, and I am not truly an alcoholic. But he has a bottle of Crown Royal Vanilla, and he is like a black man with mandals on. Give Winston a barbecue grill, and he will be all right. You didn't hear nothing there. Thank God.
Bitch, I can go and rewatch this unless you go.
I do. But no, seriously, before we get up out of here, I want to take a toast to my brother, my friend. This also is for everybody. Sometimes everybody's been saying, shit, I need a drink. Throughout all this madness, throughout all the sorrow, pain, heartache, rain, there is a light to be shown. There is a rainbow at the end of this. There is hope. And if we had to be the ones to start it for many of you all, we are grateful and appreciative. This is for you.
Hey, there you go. All right, quick plugs. He said it before, the Patreons, patreon.com/MrJWashington, patreon.com/theswaggyblurred. If you're on either our Twitch or our YouTube watching this right now, please subscribe to our page. We're here every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Normally it's an hour. We wanted to go over a little bit because we have more to talk about. We are going to continue to expand this and bring more stuff to this, but a lot of what we do is really just getting out there. And if you go and watch some of our past episodes, I mean, we talk about, like, we have a lot of fun. Like, to give you an example, this is something that we randomly do on our page normally. So if you couldn't tell what that was a cat funeral.
It's a cat funeral.
It's one of my favorite things that we do on the show. It gets brought up at least once a fucking episode. So please come back and check that out. Not
only everybody who subscribed, yo, we saw the list. Thank you to everybody. We hope that you all will stick with us for this ride. Again, this conversation is here. This town hall was here. This conversation does not end.
It doesn't. It doesn't. And then so some of the stuff that I'm doing, I mean, check out my YouTube. I have two. YouTube.com/theswaggyblur. That's where you have any of my comedy. So my comedy sketches or my stand-up, any interviews I've personally done, stuff like that, my acting real stuff, you will see there. But for those that have known me for a while, and I'm excited because this Ethernet cable worked. I'm a knock on wood. I haven't frozen fucking once.
I just want to,
if you know, I'm about to make an announcement, and I make an announcement, that shit's gonna go.
Okay, so go on, make your announcement. I see you moving. You ain't really still.
All right, look. So for those that didn't already hear, I said it on Twitter, I said it on Facebook, I said it on both Game Time and on Roxy Schreier's Live at the Roxy. I am going to be reviving Positive Black People News, aka PBPN. For those who are unfamiliar, please go to youtube.com/PBPNews and check it out. I mean, we did it for like a good full year. It was something that was absolutely amazing. If you need a description of what it is, it's essentially the Daily Show or Last Week Tonight, but about positive news stories about Black people. The idea came about because I saw Philando. I completely broke down when I couldn't take it. And I know everybody's waiting for me to freeze, right? Nope, the Ethernet cable's working, baby. Essentially, I needed to do something that didn't just make us look like victims, that didn't just make us look like quote unquote thugs, and that we weren't just entertainment. We weren't just the LeBrons and the Serenas and the Beyoncés, that we're way more than that. And I did stories about kid entrepreneurs. I did stories about the first president of the Federal Reserve. I did stories about the first double pilot.
No, keep talking. I'm just going to see.
About the first Black female pilot duo that went from Detroit to Atlanta, which we had a whole segment about that was fucking hilarious. Because if you're real about that, can you imagine how litty that fucking flight was to have two Black women be like, hey, y'all, what's good?
So, yo ass in the air with us, bitch.
We know you try to go to Black Mecca. So, we had a lot of fun. Fact,
listen, a bitch didn't sit there and hooked up the stereo system.
Yo, the truth is that I'm not going to be able to give the show its full just due quite yet. The reason with quarantine and everything else, I can't get into a full studio and apply the same full on production value. But I will be bringing those stories and I will be bringing my comedy to it. Because we need this right now. We need it more than ever. For the same reason that inspired me to do it in the first place, I'm bringing it back now. So please, please, please check that out.
All right, as for me, you already know how I am. Twitter and Instagram at Mr. J. Washington. I will be vocal. I will be present. I will be outspoken. I will also make you laugh. Yo, when this shit is done, I'm back on stage like a beast. Fuck you. So much for that one. I put it up earlier. I will be back on it. My YouTube channel, youtube.com/JAYWashington80. I do a lot of movie reviews for TV show reviews. Him and I review Harley Quinn together on there. We're supposed to do Stargirl. We got to figure out how we're going to do that. But nonetheless, and I also take time to go live and break the monotony of what it is. And I will just speak candidly to everybody. So I want to interact with you all. Patreon has been that. The Mad Titan Podcast. I love what I do with that. For those who don't know, I get you caught up on everything happening in the Marvel and DC live action and cinematic universes. It is barbershop talk for nerds, okay? Let me tell you something. When I tell you I keep it A100, if you've ever watched me on any stream talking any comic book movie, any comic book TV show, and you know I do not hold punches unless they tell me, like, Jay, you can't really say that. On Mad Titan, I give it all I've got, okay? I'm trying to bring back my educated insanity news, but again, it's hard trying to do a lot of stuff, but nonetheless, I am going to keep going. I will be back in the wrestling ring as soon as possible. Yes, I am a professional wrestler. Yes, I've gotten back in the ring. That is why I'm working out doing T25 with this hoe. And
oh, bitch, you know we on in an hour, so don't drink too much mo because we got to fight. It's total body today, bitch. That's hella burpees. So good luck.
Bitch, my knees.
Remember that first one? You remember that first one? It's that one again.
Oh no, bitch, my knees. My knees is like, fuck you. I won't sign into the Zoom. But anyways, so I will have all of that. But as a whole, thank you all. Seriously, the bottom of our hearts, we didn't know what this was gonna be. We just knew we had to do this.
Yep.
To all of those who have worked with us on Collider, Screen Junkies, Nerdist, everywhere, who have decided to chime in today.
SEN,
the Schmodown.
Full Screen.
Everybody. Everyone who has worked with us in the internet space, who has been a part of us with this today, from the bottom of my fucking heart, you don't know how much that means. Because it speaks volumes, you guys are willing to do this. Donations and all, but to be here with us, it means so much. To all of you all who watch us weekly, thank you so much. To those who have found out about us today through the amplification of Black voices, thank you so much. We hope we did something positive and something to
Uplifts. Add your S's. Do your Googles. It's upliftings.
Uplift you to educate, to give you understanding and enlightenment. We hope and pray that we did that. That's all we can ask for. We're about to get up out of here. Can you remove that comment that you put up? Oh, I was like, which one did you do? All right. Well, holler at you guys next week for those who know us. Take care. We out of here. Bye.